My next guest will be familiar to many of you. He is a host on Newsmax, a best-selling author, and host of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, which is a nationally syndicated radio show that airs weekdays at noon. He's also a Fox News alumni, and he'll be coming to Wichita next Thursday, actually, on the 19th at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting at 6:30 p.m. Todd, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, John, always great to hang out with you. Hope you're doing well.
I have to ask you, let's start with, and I know we're going to talk about the fact you're coming to Wichita here next week, but I want to start with what we've been seeing going on in Los Angeles, and now it's spreading to other states and cities, unfortunately. But, you know, you look at what's been going on across the country and these protesters, these radicals, burning American flags while waving Mexican flags. And it just really is indicative of the left and their strange priorities, isn't it?
Well, I've said for quite some time, and I know a lot of people, you know, mock me for saying this, but I truly believe that our nation has been invaded.
Yeah.
And I think there was a purpose to all of this. Now, the Democrats want the illegals here to skew with the census numbers and with the redistricting and the redrawing of congressional lines. I get that. But I think there's another thing going on here. And it was interesting. A reporter for Univision was on CNN the other day and actually fessed up and said, well, ultimately, this is about the fact that California used to be part of Mexico and the southwestern United States used to be a part of Mexico. And John, I really do think they want their territory back. I know we paid for it. We won it in the war. We paid them for it, even though we won that territory. But they want California back. They want the southwestern United States back. And I think when you've got 20 million illegals that have been allowed to infiltrate the country, my concern is, what happens if we start seeing these kinds of uprisings in other cities? Will we be able to contain those?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She said the quiet part out loud. And I think both parts of what you said are correct. I think, yes, it is about the territory. They want it back. But the more devious part behind this, people often say, well, why are Democrats so in love with illegal immigration? And you're right. It is about the census, because I saw one analysis recently that said, theoretically, if Trump were to deport all of the illegals in the country, it's 30 congressional seats. Imagine what that would do if the Democrats lost 30 seats.
Well, it's a fair question. Look, there was someone said the other day, 34% of the population in Los Angeles is foreign born. There's some belief that as much as 10% of the population could be illegals. You take a million people out of the population of Los Angeles and you're losing congressional districts. You're looking at Republicans possibly picking up some congressional seats there. So when you extrapolate from that what's been happening around the nation, and keep in mind, the Biden administration was very strategic in where they were relocating these illegals. Many of them ended up in Tennessee, which is my home state, a majority, super majority Republican state. But even in places like New York City, they were depositing illegals into communities that were actually Republican districts. And for example, the far reaches of Brooklyn, which is a Republican stronghold. So this is a pretty devious thing that the Democrats have done here.
You know, Todd, it makes you beg the question, what does the National Democrat Party stand for? I mean, right now they're out there defending this lawlessness. They're still calling some of this mostly peaceful protest nonsense again. And if you ask, if you think about it, I mean, we know Republicans stand for fiscal conservative policy, lower taxes, you know, the right to life, the protection of the Second Amendment, things like that. It seems like Democrats stand for Abrego Garcia, illegals, wide open borders, and biological males playing in girls' sports. What else do they stand for?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And the challenge with the Democrats is they are literally controlled. They're either controlled or they're terrified of the radical progressive wing of the party, the Ilhan Omars, the AOCs. Even David Hogg, as radical as that guy is, He's white and he's allegedly a straight guy, and he's a dude. And those things disqualify someone like David Hogg from serving in the Democrat Party. So that's why they're being so aggressive on all of these issues. And people like James Carville, you know, he's losing his mind because he knows these are losing propositions. You're dealing with issues where the Democrats are siding on, say, an 80-20 issue. They're siding with the 20 and not the 80. So I think the Democrats risk losing future elections unless the Republicans decide to muck things up with the BBB.
We're talking with nationally syndicated talk show host Todd Starnes. Todd, let me ask you a little bit about what's been going on the social fabric of America. You know, it's disheartening for me to see things like Sesame Street urging toddlers to celebrate Pride Month, you know, with their posts that they've been posting. You've got the NFL that came out and just did full-blown commentary saying basically that the NFL is all gay all the way. And yet the president finally saying, you know, hey, we're not going to do pride proclamations. And I've made it very clear to my listeners that my pride flag is red, white, and blue and has stars and stripes on it. I just don't understand. Again, this is an 80-20 issue, and it seems like so many are on the wrong side of the issue.
Yeah, when I heard the NFL's proclamation that the NFL is gay and queer, I know a number of tight ends and wide receivers were very nervous at that proclamation. As far as Sesame Street, look, here's what gets me. And I am a constitutionalist. I'm also a devout evangelical Christian, but I'm also a constitutionalist. And when it comes to my country, you're allowed to live your life however you want to live your life in this country. You don't have a right to force me to accept X, Y, or Z, but you have a right to live your life that way. My issue is when you go into the schools and you try and groom these children, you try and confuse these children, and that's what's been happening around the country. Look, when it comes to Sesame Street, Big Bird can pay his own electric bill. If Elmo wants to be tickled, have at it. It's a little pervy, if you ask me, but he can do that on his own dime. I am sick and tired of our tax dollars being used to fund a lot of this nonsense. But again, I think what one of the things the president has done, and it's really funny, and it puts evangelicals in a tough spot because the president is a liberal on a lot of the big culture war issues of the day. But the president's overarching point is pretty much very similar to mine, which is it's America. You live your life. You do you. Just don't force you on me.
Yeah, and that is the way it should be. And yet, my take on it has always been that the left, this radical fringe super minority, doesn't want equal rights. They want us to embrace them. They want us to accept them. And they're not willing to give us the right to say, look, you do you and let me be me. That's not good enough for them.
No, it's not. And remember what Obama said after the Supreme Court redefined what God had already defined on marriage. He said to the nation, this is not going to impact you in the least. And that was probably one of the biggest lies of his presidency, because now it's a matter of being forced to accept. And if you don't, you're labeled a homophobe, a bigot. If you're the Southern Poverty Law Center, you're labeled a hate group. And it's a very sad thing. But again, I think President Trump is resetting everything. And I think a lot of these businesses that were being held hostage by the Human Rights Campaign and these other radical gay rights groups, they've come to realize, hey, wait a second, we can stand up to these folks. And look, the reality is that I would be willing to say that the majority of gay people in America feel the same way I do. They just want to live their lives. You know, they don't want to be grooming the kids. They just want to go and live their American dream.
Yeah, it's nobody's business. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. Nobody cares what I do in mine. And why do we have to display it, talk about it? I mean, I get you're prideful. Great. But pride is also one of the seven deadly sins. So let's move on from it as far as I'm concerned. But Todd, you know, one of the other things, and by the way, thank you for you had me on Newsmax last week to talk about what we've been dealing with here in Wichita with these protests. You're coming to Wichita here next week. If you were here on a Saturday, you'd see them. But, you know, we're starting to see some of the rhetoric getting out of hand. When you and I talked on Newsmax the other day, and, you know, you were talking about the guy walking around with the severed, bloodied Trump head and some of the other rhetoric, this is just not acceptable. And yet you see, like what we've seen in L.A., Maxine Waters making excuses, Gavin Newsom, again, they're calling this peaceful protests. And I get it. Even what we've seen in Wichita, it has been mostly peaceful. But at what point does a severed Trump head cross that line, or does it to these people?
Well, I don't think it does. I mean, they're out there wearing the 8647 right. Shirts. I mean, they were chanting that in Wichita. And you have people that are actually defending this nonsense. Look, this is unacceptable behavior. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian. You don't go around, especially in this very volatile political situation, and call for people to be assassinated, especially when the president has survived not one but two assassination attempts. It's just unacceptable.
You've got a new book out. It's called Star Spangled Blessings. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this is really a fun book, and this is number 8 for me. And it's this book is a collection of inspirational stories about America, devotions for patriots, 40 devotions. And I wanted to take folks on an adventure through American history and just explore some interesting stories about our founding fathers, about religious leaders, political leaders, stories that you may not be aware of. For example, Dwight D. Eisenhower was actually probably the most evangelical and devoutly religious president we've had in modern political history. And we tell a story about him. You know, a lot of people may not realize he was the only president baptized after he was elected to the White House. So we've got fun stories like that. And it's a whole heck of a lot of fun.
I didn't know that. That's fascinating. Well, and again, it's called Star Spangled Blessings. And if folks are interested, they can get a copy at toddstarnes.com. And they can see you. You're coming to Wichita. You'll be at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting. That's coming up next Thursday, the 19th. That's next Thursday evening at the doors at 6:30, and the event starts at 7, but you'll be here in Wichita, right?
It's going to be a lot of fun, and always fun to see our great Wichita friends and listeners. It's a great, great city you guys have.
Well, Todd, we appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us, and they can obviously find your show and more information about you and get a copy of the book at toddstarnes.com or next Thursday here in Wichita at the Sedgwick County Republican Party.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and you can also get it at your local Barnes & Noble or Books A Million.
I appreciate you again. Thank you again for joining us, my friend. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.